news. But first, we've got Sebastian on the line. He's 11 years of age. Sebastian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for introducing me.
Oh, you're welcome. Was it difficult to write this poem? Is it something you enjoyed?
Yeah, I really enjoy writing this poem. It was quite difficult. It took several days to write.
And what was the inspiration for you?
My dad's dad was a policeman in the war.
What, here in Guernsey?
Yes.
Gosh, what was his name? Can you remember?
No.
So he was your granddad. So what stories has he told you about your granddad during the occupation?
Well, he was helping most of the islanders to kind of cope with it, but at the same time trying to stick to the German rules.
Yeah, they had to stick to what the Germans had told them to do, but they had their own miniature resistance because Guernsey people would deliberately take twice as long to do what the Germans asked and that sort of thing. Have you heard those stories?
Kind of, some of them.
What's your poem called, Sebastian?
Liberation.
Liberation. Would you like to read it for us now?
Yes.
OK, I give you Sebastian, aged 11, with his poem... Liberation. Over to you, Sebastian.
At the moment we are occupied, the entire island is terrified. We are trapped on this island, hungry and cold, all the soldiers fighting brave and bold. But then my radio sounds, Britain has taken Europe over. I get on my bike and go to my friend and tell him the war is over. And the next day the British boat is here. I run all the way down the pier. The British flags are raised. I'm feeling very dazed. Once they have signed the papers, the Germans flee. The whole island cheers with glee.